I looked at my notes and I didn't like them. I'd spent 3 days at U.S. Robots and might as well have spent them at home with the Encyclopedia Telurica. Susan Calvin had been born in the year 1982, they said, which made her 75 now. Everyone knew that. Appropriately enough, U.S. Robot and Mechanical Man Incorporated was 75 also, since it had been in the year of Dr. Calvin's birth that Lawrence Robertson had first taken out incorporation papers for what eventually became the strangest industrial giant in man's history. Well, everyone knew that, too. At the age of 20, Susan Calvin had been part of the particular psychomath seminar at which Dr. Alfred Lanning of U.S. Robots had demonstrated the first mobile robot to be equipped with a voice. It was a large, clumsy, unbeautiful robot, smelling of machine oil and destined for the projected mines on Mercury. But it could speak and make sense. Susan said nothing at that seminar, took no part in the hectic discussion period that followed. She was a frosty girl, plain and colorless, who protected herself against a world she disliked by a mask-like expression and a hypertrophy of intellect. But as she watched and listened, she felt the stirrings of a cold enthusiasm. She obtained her bachelor's degree at Columbia in 2003 and began graduate work in cybernetics. All that had been done in the mid-20th century on calculating machines had been upset by Robertson and his positronic brain paths. The miles of relays and photocells had given way to the spongy globe of plantinum iridium about the size of a human brain. She learned to calculate the parameters necessary to fix the possible variables within the positronic brain, to construct brains on paper such that the responses to given stimuli could be accurately predicted. In 2008, she obtained her PhD and joined United States Robots as a robo-psychologist, becoming the first great practitioner of a new science. Lawrence Robertson was still president of the corporation. Alfred Lanning had become director of research. For 50 years, she watched the direction of human progress change and leap ahead. Now, she was retiring, as much as she ever could. At least, she was allowing someone else's name to be inset upon the door of her office. That, essentially, was what I had. I had a long list of her published papers, of the patents in her name. I had the chronological details of her promotions. In short, I had her professional vita in full detail. But that wasn't what I wanted. I needed more than that from my feature articles for Interplanetary Press. Much more. I told her so. Dr. Calvin, I said as lushly as possible, in the mind of the public, you and U.S. Robots are identical. Your retirement will end an era, and you want the human interest angle. She didn't smile at me. I don't think she ever smiles, but her eyes were sharp, though not angry. I felt her glance slide through me and out my occiput and knew that I was uncommonly transparent to her, that everybody was. But I said, "That's right. Human interests out of robots. A contradiction." "No, doctor, out of you."